Whether outside the ballpark or outside the office building, street food goes well beyond the standard hot dog and pretzel. Not that there's anything wrong with a good hot dog. Well, each fall in New York, the Vendy Awards honor the best street food. There are five finalists this year, and NPR's Margot Adler went to check them out.
The quick meal cart on 45th Street and 6th Avenue doesn't stand out in the Midtown crowds until you look closer and you notice the lines and the three men inside dressed in white chef's jackets, one of them sporting a chef's hat. Leslie Pinckney of Harlem says she comes by to get
lamb on pita, extra white, extra hot.
Lamb on pita, extra white, extra hot?
Yep.
What does extra white mean?
Extra white sauce and then extra hot sauce. I'm a big foodie here in New York, and I love the fact that, you know, this is the only city in the world where you can eat great food cheaply.
Mohammed Rahman runs the quick meal cart. He once worked at the late great Russian Tea Room, and he still believes he's holding up the tradition of fine dining. He describes his food as a mixture of international and continental. And how did he get the idea to have everyone in chef's clothing?
If I see someone really they have a good outfit, then maybe I will have a good feelings to eat. This is the reason everybody has the white jacket, a chef jacket. This is the reason we keep this like a small restaurant.
Okay. And that's exactly what diners notice, like attorney Kenny Harwitz.
Generally, I don't eat from street carts. It does look clean. It looks like they observe most sanitary procedures as they could in a cart. And I guess the best thing is I've never gotten sick. And I've eaten many, many meals here.
The quick meal cart is one of five finalists up for the Vendy's, the Street Food Awards. Others include the Dosa Man, who serves up Indian-style crepes in Greenwich Village, a woman near Wall Street offering food from Trinidad and Jamaica, a falafel stand in Astoria, Queens, and this taco vendor on the Upper West Side. This stretch of Broadway and 96th Street is largely white and Jewish, but the crowd standing around the super taco truck is almost all Latino. A staff of eight people dish out tacos, gorditas, and Mexican beverages. Inside the truck, Isidro Perez, the manager, is chopping beef mixed with onions and warming tacos. Unlike quick meal, everyone wears black, but it's clean, and everyone wears gloves. Alvaro Gonzalez introduces the crew.
This is Isidro. I'm Alvaro. The guy right there is Daniel. And then we got Guillermo in the back, like making sandwiches. Then we got right here, like wrapping up everything. Agustina, her name. Vicky, the cashier, and that's our delivery boy, Superman Pedro.
Who ever heard of a taco truck that delivers?
Beef, they like chicken, they eat pork, everything. Everything is good here.
Ooh, this is beef? This is, oh, my heavens, that looks beautiful with onions. Oh.
You can even have tacos with goat or tongue, $2 each, and you can wash them down with Mexican sodas or the rice and sugar drink known as horchata. The Vendy's take place this Saturday, and what will winning mean for these street chefs? A few past winners have found their business going up, but back at the quick meal cart, Mohammed Rahman says winning would simply be an affirmation.
If I win, it will make me clear that I satisfy the people's expectation.
Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.